Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended for educational purposes only. Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Inc., a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC, A.W. Smith Financial Inc., and Centaurus Financial Inc. are not affiliated companies. This message is intended for residents of certain states of the United States of America only. Please visit the sponsor's website at awsmithfinancial.com for the specific states registered. Neither the sponsor nor Centaurus offer legal or tax advice. You should consult a licensed legal or tax professional to discuss your particular situation.
Welcome to Your Choice, Your Money. I'm your financial coach, Aaron Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Your Choice, Your Money. This show is designed to help you increase your knowledge as it relates to the language of money. We have a fantastic show for you this morning. I certainly hope that you're able to find something to write with and something to write on. So if you will, if you can get pen and paper as we go through our topic for today, which is Abundance. That's right. Spend no money and experience more abundance. Sounds kind of quaint, doesn't it? But let's go back. Once again, spend no money and experience more abundance. Once again, this is Aaron Smith, your financial coach. Your choice, your money. I'm also live in the studio. You can reach me if you have a question or if you want to have a conversation with me. You can reach me at 646-564-9515. Once again, that number is 646-564-9515. That's our call-in number. I am available in the studios and would love to talk with you about experiencing more abundance. I want you to think about this for just a moment if you're tuning in just for a moment here, and once again, I hope that you have something to write with and something to write on. You are given an abundance automatically by God. God provides you with an abundance automatically. You're automatically born with having more than enough. Let me define abundance for you, if you will. Abundance is an extremely plentiful or oversufficient quantity or supply. Once again, abundance defined as extremely plentiful or oversufficient quantity or supply. I want you to think about this for just a moment. And it's important to make a note here, and I'm going to spend just a moment on this. When I talk about the fact that God provides us with abundance automatically, it's provided for us when we're born. I want you to think about this for just a moment. If you think about a forest, for just a moment, and think about all of the animals that are in the forest. It may even be simply your backyard. Think about your backyard. And think of a squirrel, right? A squirrel. A squirrel has all of the abundance that's necessary for the squirrel to be able to survive. The squirrel doesn't need money, doesn't need economics. It's a natural thing. It's God-given. It's automatically, naturally given and provided for the squirrel to be able to be successful and being able to be comfortable to being able to be plentiful for that squirrel to live the lifestyle that's important for that squirrel. And I want you to think about you as a human being. You as a human being. What are we told? What are we taught? We're taught that to have abundance, you have to work hard. To have abundance, you may need to win the lottery. To have abundance, you need to work 60 hours a week. Ladies and gentlemen, abundance is already provided for you. There's more than enough for every single individual that's tuning into this show this morning. Once again, my name is Aaron Smith, your financial coach. I'm at Live 646-564-9515. Once again, that number is 646-564-9515. Let's continue, if you will. We're going to talk about you not having to spend any money and still experience more abundance. 13 free things that you can do with your family today. 13 free things. And I'm going to talk about those in just a moment. I'm going to speak to those in just a moment. There's a chance that you've heard of the artist by the name of Al Green. Al Green's songs evoke feelings of happiness. It may bring back summer memories of cooling out at a cookout with your friends, with your loved ones, kicking back in a lawn chair with your aunts and your uncles and your cousins, watching kids running wild through the yard, and even enjoying a soda, maybe iced tea, lemonade, or maybe just chilling out and smelling the fragrance of that charcoal and that grill. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, there are things that you can do. You can provide within your family activities that you don't have to spend any money. You don't have to spend any money, but you can experience, once again, the abundance. Let's talk about number one, for example. Here's the first one. You can pack a picnic lunch and go to the park. My listeners, how much does that really cost you? See, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to note that it's really easy today to want to spend money on every item and activity that we wish to do. But sometimes we forget that you don't really have to do that. You can, once again, experience more abundance simply by changing your attitude and the way that you think about money. I want you to think about that squirrel again. Think about that squirrel in your backyard. It's not necessary for that squirrel to have any economics. All of the items that are necessary for this squirrel to be successful are actually right there, plentiful, not only for one squirrel, my listeners, but for every squirrel that's out there. So once again, I want you to think about it. For every individual, for every person that's listening and tuning into our show right now, there's automatic abundance for you. You are provided with, you are blessed with, you are given abundance the day that you were born. So once again, let's go through those 13. Once again, number one, you can pack a picnic lunch and you can go to the park. Number two, you can learn a new skill or teach one to your children. I want you to think about internet today. I want you to think about, that many of you are tuning in. Some of you are certainly baby boomers. Some of you are Generation X or maybe even Generation Y. But I know for the baby boomers like myself, we want to accustomed to understanding the internet. But anything that you want to learn now, you can basically Google it. That's right. You can Google it. And how much does that cost you? It doesn't cost you anything. Number three, how about having a family football game or kickball game or maybe even a softball game at the park? How much does that cost you? Are you going to still get this same quality of excitement and love that you desire to have with your family? Sure you are. Sure you are. Once again, you're tuning into Your Choice, Your Money. I am your financial coach, Aaron Smith. If you'd like to reach out to me, once again, we're live in the studios at 646-564-9515. Once again, that's number 646-564-9515. If you'd like to visit our website, you can visit us at awsmithfinancial.com. Once again, that's awsmithfinancial.com. And if you'd like to speak with me outside of the studios, you can toll free me at 877-351-2508. Once again, that number is 877-351-2508. Our topic for this morning is spend no money and experience more abundance. Once again, spend no more money and experience more abundance. There are 13 free things that you can do with your family today, which doesn't require capital. Ladies and gentlemen, it does not require capital. And I believe that you could probably think of 13 more things, or even more, that you can think about doing with your family or your loved one, and it doesn't cost you money. It's just a natural abundance that's available to each and every one of us. How about number four? Maybe you're a reader. Maybe you like to read books. You can read a book you've been intending to start reading. I want you to think about that for a second. Once you pull that book out that you've been telling yourself over the last 3 months that you're going to read and you haven't gotten around to doing it, that's an opportunity for you to pick up this book right now and read. How much does that cost you? Nothing. Doesn't cost you anything. You know, many of my clients who are in retirement age, they volunteer. They volunteer, my listeners. How about thinking about working for a nonprofit organization or maybe even your church and not have to worry about spending any money doing it by simply volunteering? How about number six? How about talking about the future and setting goals as a family? You know, there's some dreams that all of us generally have of things that we want to accomplish in our lives. Have you had a conversation with your family about your dreams? Have you talked about the future with your loved one? See, my ladies and gentlemen, this will allow you to experience the abundance that is already present, already available to you. You're not doing or spending any money to accomplish this. How about maybe donating some items that you have in your garage or in your attic? That's right. You've been thinking about it. You've been piling all of these items up for many, many years. And you've been saying for many, many months or years that you need to donate these items to charity. Hey, why not get at it? Once again, doesn't cost you any money to do this. Look, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fantastic one. How about simply just taking a walk? How about simply just going for a walk? Think about the natural oxygen that's provided for you. Every single moment of your life by being able to breathe. breathing in the natural air that's provided for you, the abundance that's already there for you. You know, many of us take for granted. Many of us take for granted the opportunity to be able to breathe in that oxygen that's available to us. But guess what? It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to spend any money on it. Here's a good one. I used to do this with my daughter. Go to the pond and feed the ducks. How about thinking about going to the park or going to the pond and feeding the ducks? And once again, you are tuning into your choice. Your money, our number is 646-564-9515. Once again, that number is 646-564-9515. How do you define abundance? How do you define abundance? Do you define abundance by having a fantastic job that pays you good money? Do you define abundance by having $1 million in your bank account? How do you define abundance? See, ladies and gentlemen, there are many ways that we think about abundance. And having more than enough, being plentiful. But it's generally what we learn through our lives of how we define abundance. But naturally, abundance is provided for you the day, once again, that you are born. You're naturally gifted, given abundance. It's not something that you have to work hard for. It's not something that you have to scramble for. It's provided for you already. You know, you have that good friend who lands that nice job. And you're also in the market of looking for that nice job. Friend lands a nice job. And many times because our friend or our relative or our colleague lands that nice job or that nice promotion, we feel as though that there's no more opportunity for us. I want you to think about the great crisis that we had in our country, 2008-2009. All we heard in media was things were not plentiful. That there was a lack of opportunity. There was a lack of jobs. See, ladies and gentlemen, there's never a lack of. There's plentiful for every single individual that's tuning in right now. But you certainly have to believe that because that's God gifted to you. But because of the learn or we're taught that there's only a certain amount of supply that's available, we compete or we fight over what we feel is opportunity. But let me, if you will, with my 13. I am on number 10. Do you have a hobby that you love? Or have you thought about practicing a hobby, something that you can enjoy that you don't have to spend money? Once again, that gives you an opportunity to experience more abundance. How about having a family movie night? How about having a family movie night that gives you an opportunity to experience more abundance? How about looking through some family photos? How about going over to mom's house or dad's house, grandparents' house, pulling out the photo album, and actually going through some old photos experiencing more abundance without spending any money. Once again, this is Aaron Smith, your financial coach. I can reach at 646-564-9515. You can visit our website at awsmithfinancial.com. Once again, that's awsmithfinancial.com. You can contact us outside of the office at 877-351-2508. Once again, that number is 877-351-2508. Once again, as I wrap up for this morning, our topic, once again, is spending no more money and experiencing more abundance. This morning, I shared with you the importance of understanding and defining abundance. Having plenty, plentiful, enough to go around. An oversufficient quantity or supply. That's how you define abundance. Abundance is your God-given right. It's available to you when you're born. If you think of any animal that's in the forest, they are able to survive because of the abundance that's available to them in the forest. And no matter how many animals are in the forest, it's plentiful. It's enough. They don't have to fight each other over what's necessary to keep them surviving. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to fight. You don't have to scramble. You don't even have to compete for the abundance that's available to you. It's already provided the day that you're born. You have plentiful. You have sufficiency. That's your God-given right. This is your choice, your money, and your financial coach. We look forward to talking to you next week, same time, same place. We look to talk to you soon. Have a good week.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Inc., a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC, A.W. Smith Financial Inc., and Centaurus Financial Inc. are not affiliated companies. This message is intended for residents of certain states of the United States of America only. Please visit the sponsor's website at awsmithfinancial.com for the specific states registered. Neither the sponsor nor Centaurus offer legal or tax advice. You should consult a licensed legal or tax professional to discuss your particular situation.